All right, KX93.5 for Laguna's only FM. It's a frenzy in here this morning. We still have John Easdale calling in at 9 a.m., so listen to that. And I believe we have one more pair of Dramarama tickets to give away in a little bit. We're joined by a band called The Future X's. Scott and Adam from the group are here. Good morning.
Hey, how's it going?
Thanks so much for coming in so early. I know we met a while back at Pearl Street Sessions. You told me your band was Soundgarden and the Black Keys mixed together. So I said, okay, let's do something on the air. You handed me this, I guess, would you call this an EP or an album?
Yeah, absolutely. That's our first EP, which released yesterday, called First Thought.
Cool. Congratulations. A very timely moment for us to do this interview then. Scott, I know you live locally. You and Adam have been making music together for a long time, but this is a fairly new project. So you do want to talk about its roots and how it got started?
Sure. It started up in L.A. About 2 years back. We had the concept of working really quickly. So, you know, the whole idea behind it was that we can get it together for one night, set up the studio, set up all the mics, get in there, lay down some drums, lay down guitar. Adam would lay down guitar along with me, and then we would layer on the rest of the instruments as quickly as possible. Every song that we're going to be releasing was written in under 2 hours, pretty much.
And it's just the two of you on everything?
Just the two
of
us.
So, I mean, you must both play a lot of different instruments then.
Yeah, Scott and I, you know, he would lay down the drums first. I'd play guitar for the first pass of the recording. And then once that was laid down, I would go ahead and lay bass down, guitar, anything else that was needed until we had our full, complete structure down.
I guess what you're doing is kind of a reflection of the music industry these days. I mean, people don't really have producers necessarily anymore.
Absolutely. Right.
People don't have promoters or labels, really. I mean, you're doing it all yourself, including the production part of it, because you're a sound design guy by day, right?
Right, right. I currently work for Blizzard Entertainment, so I work in video games, and I've worked on a whole bunch of titles over the years, so it's a lot of fun, and I do audio production for a living, so...
Right.
It's something that comes really natural to us. I mean, that being said, it can be overwhelming doing everything from the ground up.
Sure.
You know? So
we've definitely learned a lot along the way.
But when you make
process.
A lot of money, it's all your money.
Exactly.
Yeah,
hopefully.
That is true. That is true.
So what is the philosophy of Future X's? Describe your band a little bit to us.
Well, I feel like the most important thing for us is just to do everything live, do everything raw. You know, this is improvisational rock. You know, we're anti-auto-tune, anti-editing, and we just want to, you know, come up with the first thing that sounds good and get it out there as quickly as we can.
Cool. I know I read that you were very inspired by Dave Grohl's documentary, Sound City.
Mm-hmm.
Does he speak a little bit about that quick songwriting process in that?
Yeah, well, I mean, mostly just about the lack of editing and digital tricks.
Sure.
You know, I think that, I think there's a place for all types of music and that stuff is great, but really there's an interplay that happens between humans when they're playing music together in a room, and like, you know, the computer can cut some of that out of the equation sometimes. So we're still using computers, but we're not using it to edit things so they're perfect. There's sloppiness involved. There's imperfections.
I think some of my favorite music is, you know, recorded by a group all together in the same room at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I think
you want that live feel.
We want that live feel. And I think it really carries over. Like, you know, there are imperfections, you know, here and there, but
sure.
I think that's what gives it its character.
Yeah.
Right. I agree with that completely. And I think a lot of people who listen to our station completely agree with you guys as well. Let's go to a song so we can hear what we're talking about and come back and talk more with the Future X's. Do you want to introduce track 2 off your latest EP here?
Sure. This one's called She Got the Best of Me. It's our lead single from the EP.
Very cool. We'll hear what these guys are talking about now. Future X's on KX93.5. There we go.
So she's on the loose again. Now listen closely. Smiles, she looks up from her mirror gently.
Very cool, guys. That's the Future X's from their latest release that came out yesterday. It's called First Thought, right?
Yep. Yeah, that's right.
And that song was called again?
She Got the Best of Me.
Very cool. I think you describe it well by saying Black Keys and Soundgarden. It's very 90s grunge with a new wave kind of blues twist to it, I think. It's
right.
Very well done. So I know you guys are grinding it out. You're trying to, you have day jobs and good ones, but you obviously want this to be successful too. Mm-hmm. So talk a little bit about your promotional philosophy. How are you trying to make it?
Well, I think the online promo is really the most important thing to us. We're reaching out on Facebook, Twitter, and really just trying to target some ads to find people who love the kind of music that we make. It's been a trial and error process, but I think slowly but surely we're reaching out to those people and it's working pretty well.
So how have you seen your social base grow when you started doing it?
Well, we started off with, just our friends, reaching out to them, and it seemed like they've, shared the word a little bit. But it seems like Facebook ads are kind of our biggest thing right now. It's amazing how, tiny you could get with your targeting. We were able to reach out all over the world, and we have fans from, Los Angeles to Indonesia to Czech Republic and beyond. Cool. It's really, really neat. It's something that, we couldn't have done 10 years ago.
Right, absolutely. And I think that's pretty much the only way to be a band these days. And we saw somebody like Macklemore get a number one single by himself, the first guy in history.
Right.
I think you're doing it right. So basically, when you see you have a lot of fans in one place, is that where you will go?
Yeah, I think what we're going to try to do is, find our fans wherever they are across the world, and reach out to local radio stations in those particular areas, and see if we could, build up the crowds further from there. And, hopefully we could get enough of a buzz to go there and travel and play some shows.
Sure. How challenging is it, though, really? I mean, despite paying for an ad, to get people to spend 5 seconds of their valuable time checking out your music.
It's extremely difficult. Yeah. And that's our, biggest challenge, is really just refining our message to, cut through, all the chatter of the internet. It seems like, you could post something and 5 minutes later it's buried in a feed.
Absolutely,
We're trying to really, refine things to make sure that we could, reach out to people who, really appreciate what we're doing.
So what is your quick elevator pitch that you use for online, like a quick way you entice people?
Well, I think we're, I mentioned before, we're the anti-modern rock.
Sure.
We want to, do things off the cuff. We're raw. We're do-it-yourself. And I think a lot of people identify with that. So, that's kind of our mission.
Very cool. So we have one EP out. What is next for Future X's in terms of musical releases and such?
Well, the next EP will be called Best Thought. And the whole point behind that was First Thought, Best Thought. It's a Allen Ginsberg quote. And that kind of goes behind our philosophy of our music as well. That's exactly what we did when we were recording. We got in, we just would play until we had our first idea. We set a click track, we recorded it. And then same with the vocals. Like, the vocal pass happened while I drove to work every day. I would sit there with the music cranked up on my stereo, singing into my iPhone, complete nonsense, and just whatever came to my mind, all first thoughts. And we just really kind of rolled with that. So, it was a really interesting experience. Kind of felt like, to a certain extent that we're just sort of channeling whatever's out there. We're not even really doing it ourselves. It just kind of comes out of the ether,
I feel like psychedelic drugs would help you guys write, based on the way you do it.
Funny story, actually. I now live close to the beach here in Laguna, but I used to live right behind Sawdust Festival in Timothy Leary's old house.
Wow. Oh, yeah. So, I remember reading that.
Yeah. So we lived in the basement. We recorded the vocals there and did a lot of the mixing for the album in that house. So, yeah, that's where, all the acid for the 1960s was brewed.
Jeez.
In that location. So.
What was it like being in Timothy Leary's old house?
Surprisingly uneventful, to be totally honest.
Okay.
But if you lick the walls enough, maybe something would happen.
Yeah, that's probably true. Yeah.
Did anybody stop by that was like an old fanboy or anything like that?
No, nothing like that. I read a book about the whole situation.
Yeah.
It's pretty interesting, like the whole Brotherhood of Love, society that came out of that area. There's a bunch of infamous people that live there. There's some rumors that Jimi Hendrix played on my roof, but I don't know if that's
Jimi Hendrix
true.
Probably did play on your roof. And
entirely
pretty
possible.
Awesome.
Yeah,
I want to believe it.
Do people live there still now?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, and you just rented it out for
a while?
Yeah,
it was just a rental place, yeah.
I want to live in Timothy Leary's house for a little bit.
Yeah, that's a good spot.
Let's go make music there together. Future X's are in studio. We just played one of their songs, and we'll get to another one here in a second so you can hear what these guys sound like. I know there's no shows really in the future until you find a bass, but if somebody wanted to call you and say, hey, come play this thing, could they?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Okay.
Yeah. You know, we have, I live in LA, so I have access to a lot of awesome musicians, and, you know, if the opportunity is right, we would, you know, get a band together and, you know, make it happen.
Yeah, but Adam's extreme. Like, I've played a bunch of live shows myself, but Adam has played all through LA, Viper Rooms and House of Blues, and I mean, every major.
Yeah, you name it, theater. Every club in LA, I've so. Pretty much hit with various bands, and
cool.
You know, so I have a pretty good network of people I could call on if the, you know, opportunity presented itself.
And if people are digging your anti-modern rock philosophy and the music you're playing and all of that, where can they find you online?
They could find us at facebook.com/thefuturexes.
And that's E-X-E-S, right?
That's right.
Okay, cool. Thanks so much, guys, for coming in this morning. We're going to close it out with one more song from you guys. Again, they're called The Future X's on KX93.5. Introduce track 3 for us.
This one's called Recognize. This one's kind of our pseudo Neil Young meets modern rock song.
Cool. Work on your introduction for it a little bit, Adam. All right, thanks so much, guys. We'll see you next time, okay?
Thank you.